Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Health Awareness on the Kelsey Lynn Brown Show on Blog Talk Radio. Today we're talking about blue light, and more specifically the Iris software. The founder of Iris is supposed to be joining us, but he's in Bulgaria, and the time zone is a bit funny, so maybe he's made a mistake here. But we can talk about the blue light software to some degree, and Daniel himself. Daniel's from Bulgaria, and he was a computer programmer. And after looking at the computer for so many years as a programmer, only a few years, he's still a young guy, he's only 23 years old. He started to get eye problems, and then he ended up developing this software called Iris, and it blocks the blue light from your screen depending on how much blue light there is naturally outside in your location at that time of the day. So it's pretty cool, and what it does is it regulates your melatonin production so that you can sleep better. And because blue light, you know, naturally is blocked out by red light during the day, which is what the software does to your computer. So it's kind of a lot more like being outside. And the software also reminds you to blink if you want. You can set that setting. It can remind you to take a break, and it's pretty cool. There's all these different settings you can have. You know, you can have health, sleep, reading, programming, biohacker, sunglasses, dark, movie, or overlay, depending on, you know, what you feel like looking at. And it just takes away the eye strain from looking at a screen. And it adjusts the temperature or the brightness of your screen without needing to do it yourself, because Daniel talks about how screens normally flicker thousands of times a second or hundreds of times a second. And that's one of the things that causes eye strain and headaches for people when they're on the computer for so long. So it's pretty cool. It also adjusts your font. So when you're looking at the screen, like, he talks about how different fonts will, you know, make your eye not focus correctly. And so, you know, how he has a part of the software is it will adjust your font so that you can read more easily and have less eye strain from the fonts you use, which is quite interesting. He talks about how it's a supplement for your eyes, and athletes and, you know, celebrities and things that are using it. We've got over 2 million people now using his software around the world. And you can do a free trial, or you can click the link in the description of this radio show, and you can get a discount. I think it's 20% off you get. And you can buy like a temporary version, or you can pay monthly, or you can buy the full version where you get any updates for free as well. And you can move that subscription to any device if you get a new laptop or something. So yeah, it's pretty cool. There's like a whole lot of settings, and you can play around with it, have some fun. But I've had the software. I bought the full version a couple months ago, and yeah, my sleep patterns have, you know, gotten a lot better. I don't get so much eye strain looking at the computer. I can stay up later, and well, it will put me to sleep, which is nice. I won't like stay up like wired by the blue light, but you know, I won't be so, you know, tired of looking at a screen with eye strain or anything. So it's really cool software, and Daniel's a cool guy. Been talking with him online, and we tried to do this a couple of weeks ago, and the times didn't work out. We had some internet issues here, so we'll see if we can get him on another time. But that's the idea around the Iris software here.
Some people listening might actually be familiar with Dr. Mercola. And Dr. Mercola, he has a newsletter and writes a lot of articles. And we read some of the articles that he wrote, and he actually recommends Iris. And that's how I originally found out about Iris. And I'm Kelsey Brown. And Dr. Mercola, he talks about the excess blue light from your computer monitor, and it can be a serious threat to your biological health, your mitochondria, your eyes. And he just describes Iris as a software that is virtually eliminates all of those risks through this innovative approach. So Dr. Mercola recommends that he encourages others to try it out. And there are some other interviews on the net about this Iris software and how it compares to Flux. You may have heard of Flux. We've had Flux before, but it's actually not as beneficial as the Iris software is. And Mr. Daniel speaks about a lot of interesting things he does on the computer. One thing is that he programs his computer monitor to freeze and stop his work every 30 minutes. And he actually explains as well why you blink for 66% less than when you are working on a computer. And he says that it's actually very beneficial to yawn very often while working on a computer. Dr. Mercola has many articles talking about the importance and explaining the importance of light and the role that it plays in our biological energy production. We have a lot of lighting today that is totally artificial, from the light bulbs and schools and shopping malls and our homes, and they are destroying eye health and mitochondria, and they are tricking us into actually a type of slavery to where we do stay awake all day at these 9-to-5 jobs. And there are many ways to prevent eye strain, and there are different eye exercises you can do, and we drink a particular juice here as well, a fermented cabbage juice. And this is something else that we have found that has benefited us. We have also changed the light bulbs in our homes to incandescent and black lights, which is the purple light or the orange light. One of the best things is actually candle lights, because that's the more natural light. And I see that we have quite a few callers on, quite a few friends today. I don't see that Daniel has been able to show up yet. If you are here, Daniel, then please butt in and introduce yourself and say hello. We'll see if we can get Daniel on at another time. The time zones might have been a little bit confused.
And introduce yourself and say hello.
Okay, well, we have some friends here, and some of the friends may or may not be familiar with blue light blocking technology. Is there anyone here that would just like to have a conversation or share something while we are live on the radio?
Yeah, how does it actually mitigate the negative results or negative effects, the blue light blocker? I mean, do you know anything about the technology part of it? Because it's kind of interesting that it could do that, plus even be of a benefit, as Dr. Mercola says. So do you know anything about that, what actually the software does or how it does it? Just curious.
I'm just trying to find on the website here, but my understanding is that it just controls the screen so that it doesn't emit the blue light. It detects the amount of blue light, you know, where you are, you know, and geographically at that time of the day, and it will tell the screen of the computer to emit that much blue light, that much red light, and so forth. I don't understand the technology much more than that. I'm not a computer programmer, but that's a good question.
I know it was a hard question, but I was just curious myself about how that works. There's different light spectrum. I wonder if the computer is able to monitor that on the screen, apparently.
Well, it sounds like it knows your time zone and what it is like outside, and it just goes according to that. He does have different settings, like if you're a computer programmer, maybe if you're working late at night or all day long. And people can check out his website and learn more. And the program is called Iris. The website is iristech.co, iristech.co. And we are affiliated with Iris, as Henry mentioned. So you can use the link in the description of this radio show and get 20% off. This will work on Windows. It will work on a Mac, Linux. It's also available on Google, on Android or Google Chrome phones. And it's really important to improve sleep. It just gets you more back into the natural cycles of things since we're so far away from them with the jobs that we have today and the technology that most people use to distract themselves or when they're bored or just want to relax or scrolling through their phones or on Facebook. And it's actually detrimental to our eyes.
I'm just reminded of the Indians and how they didn't have computers and computer screens, but they were a lot of their vision, they were looking at distances for either enemies or to hunt, you know, animals and all that. So they were looking, and they have very fine vision to see extremely far distances, and then they could also see like the basket weaving, and like particularly the women and the men did, but they could also see very fine fine work that they did with their baskets and all the weaving. It took a lot of intense focus. And you think, well, maybe their eyes wasn't healthy for their eyes, but actually they had strong eyes even for both long and short work like that. Boy, I'm driving on a bumpy road. It's just interesting how they were living with a natural environment, and I've never seen an old picture of those Indians with glasses, that they had to wear glasses because they had a good diet and they had the light, you know, they lived with the seasons and they were able to adjust, and their eyes were very, very healthy. These cold water the Sioux, they'd used to if they're close to a river, they'd go and do the face dunking or, you know, wash their face and eyes with cold water in the morning. So they knew how to do it. They knew how to keep their health, and their eyes particularly were important for them. So they were attuned to that.
Daniel actually started to have eye problems after long hours of working on two big screens, which I imagine the Native Americans weren't doing that. He was a developer for games at a software company, and he did start using Flux and Night Shift. And eventually he wanted to have more control over the features. So that's where he decided to create Iris, so that he could actually decide the features manually, because Flux is more automatic. And he really just, Daniel, he talks about the blue light emitted from our digital screens, which includes computer monitors, TV screens, laptops, smartphones, etc. And the important thing to know is light from these screens is not full spectrum sunlight and can have adverse effects to our health, like we've talked about Dr. Mercola, and there's many other notable individuals that talk about this as well. And Daniel explains how the photoreceptor melanopsin in our eye stops the secretion of the sleep hormone, melatonin, when it detects blue light, UV, or other light of this wavelength. And light with the shortest wavelengths reaches deeply into our eyes, which can cause molecular degeneration and other problems. The main feature of iris is brightness, which Daniel, he sees to be a bigger problem, actually, than blue light in modern monitors. So it's actually the brightness. In his TED Talk, which I watched this through Dr. Mercola's website, Daniel explains how the flicker rate, which is also known as the PWM, pulse width modulation, causes problems for our eyes, and he sees that the ability to manipulate this is the major benefit of using iris.
Yeah, and like you were saying, Val was the looking like forward, the Indians, you know, they were looking, you know, into the distance so they could also focus close up. This is what Daniel talks about with the fonts, is because the fonts are so rigid, I guess, like, you know, pixelated, our eyes can't focus on them too well, and it's like a problem, you know, not being able to focus because it's so rigid. It's not a natural like curve or a line like is found in nature, and that's another reason why he has the setting where it can remind you to look into the distance or like take a little break for your eyes, because your eyes should be able to focus, you know, far and close. And this is one of the reasons why people get so much eye pain, eye strain. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. Like, he's really, you know, spent a lot of time developing the software, and he's always updating it. So, it's really cool.
The cheapest way to control the brightness of a monitor is actually to change the flicker rate of the black light. Basically, our brain doesn't perceive this flicker and how it causes strain to our eyes. And by lowering the screen brightness, we reduce the flicker rate. And that actually makes the eye strain worse. So it'd be better to have your brightness all the way up than lowering it because of that flicker rate. You have a lot of bulbs in your computer screen and the monitor that just constantly flicker to keep it on like it is. And Daniel does talk about this more in his TED Talk. But actually, iris, rather than controlling the flicker rate, it's in a different way. It moves the white point, and doing this actually activates the video card, or he uses a video card to do this with the white point. And that makes iris software unique. So that might be something that more techie people understand. And it's really expensive are the eye-friendly monitors that use DC dimming and not PWM to adjust brightness. So there's a lot of technical information for people that are interested in it on the internet and other talks that Daniel has given.
Speaking of the iris, I'm going by Dr. Bates. Some of the information he researched, he lived in the 20s, 30s. And he used eye exercises to avoid surgery, any kind of surgery. He just used, I guess they were partially yoga exercises, but he even in a Western type of way, he introduced ways to gain regain healthy eyes. And one thing that happens, he said, is the iris starts sticking to the pupil, causes stigmatism, causes the nearsightedness, farsightedness, a lot of even glaucoma and different eye diseases. And it's just because our eyes become, like I think Henry mentioned, they become rigid. It's just like our body becomes, if we don't exercise and move it around, it becomes rigid. So this iris sticking to the pupil, it causes, and it's caused by squinting, like squinting when you look into the sun too much, the muscles just freeze up. And what he did was to introduce exercises to loosen that rigidity up, and so the iris can move around and be more fluid like it's supposed to be. And I experienced this myself with different, by taking an eye test before some of these exercises, and I scored a certain amount, and then, you know, I could read certain lines and I couldn't read other lines. But then after the exercises, hey, I read like two lines below what I did before, just because my eyes were relaxed. And this is part of what we're faced with these days, is just where the tension is causing a lot of disease too. I know this isn't the technical, the techie stuff, but this is in another, just another view, that another approach to health is just being able to relax the body and all its the functions, the organs, the eyes, everything. If they're not squeezed and tense, then there can be better blood flow to the different organs, and properly they can properly function without the tension. Tension really is a big thing these days. It's both psychologically and physically. I mean, everybody knows that. It's just we're always squeezed by something.
Sure, we have the Gwen Towers today and all the microwave towers and the HARP, and they're constantly putting out pulses that affect all of us.
Does anyone else want to share anything about what they've learned with blue light or their eyes, eye health, or have any other questions about iris software?
And for anyone that uses Photoshop or needs to see colors when working with photos or digital art on the computer, iris does have an option where you can turn it off automatically when you open up those particular programs. So you can go into Iris and set up that when you open Photoshop or your art program, that it's going to turn off Iris so you can see all of the colors instead of them being blocked, some of the blue light. So that is available for those that might be looking at Iris and use art programs.
And just for curiosity and interest sake, I was with a friend last night, and she has knee problems, and we were Googling some information about how to help her knee. And we found this one fellow that was, he had a method where, say your right knee has problems with the joints, the ligaments. Well, he would treat the left knee. He wouldn't even go to the right knee, which was in pain, but he'd go to the left knee because there's a connection there. And he went up and down the muscle, the muscles in the thighs. There's like three lines of muscles that he worked. And
my friend tried this the next day and her knee felt better by treating the opposite leg. So we just see how the body is connected. And sometimes you, in the case of the eye, you know, this fellow that I was talking about, Dr. Bates, and he focuses a lot on the shoulders too, and relaxing the shoulders, because the tension there creates tension in the head and neck, and the eyes are connected there. So by relaxing other parts of the body or working other parts, you get benefit throughout the whole body. And in this case, it could help the parts that are really being stressed, which is kind of interesting.
Sure, but again, all the Wi-Fi and everything we have today is really stressful for our bodies. And a lot of it is unseen. You just feel the effects of it, or you watch the effects, whatever they might be for you. And we've investigated this with the power lines, people living next to huge power lines, power towers, cell towers, and all the cancers that form in those little neighborhoods. Or there's a school here in Huntington Beach, a high school, and there's all these power lines right above it, and a lot of the teachers end up with cancers that teach in those schools. And there's so many beneficial ways that we can do things to where we're not harmed, and the plants and animals are not harmed, the bees and the butterflies can all be fine without these technologies of today. We can use Tesla, or even different than Tesla, we can use Iris for the software. There's many things that we can do that go along with the natural environment that supports all of us, instead of the destruction that does not support us and just involves the pollution and poison of what we eat, what we drink, what we put in our bodies, and what is unseen with the artificial blue lights, with the EMFs and the Wi-Fi. And so that's what we're doing here. We are marketing and promoting and supporting the all-natural environment that supports all of us. We have tree projects that we're now getting involved with, and concerts for the trees, benefit concerts at universities for the trees, planting tree projects and contacting others that are planting trees around the world, fruit trees and all sorts of trees, and paying attention to those that are creating rainforests. And we see to do the same thing that has been done in the green belt in Africa. We see that we can do the same thing and just put our attention on supporting the all-natural environment and take our attention away from destroying it. So Iris is something that we can use right now while we're on the computers and sharing with others about the trees and anything else to wake people up to make better choices and become more aware. Does anyone else want to say anything before we end our show? And for anyone listening, we will do our best to schedule with the creator, Daniel, of Iris, and get the time zones coordinated so that he is actually able to be here and speak. So you are welcome to share this recording around and use our link that is in the description of this radio show to get 20% off for Iris. And have fun paying attention and sharing with your friends what you're learning. Do we have anything else from our callers?
Yeah, so like Kelsey said, we're here to support the all-natural environment that supports us, and this world is a business world. And so for us to contribute, to create a real benefit here, we're all using, you know, technology, computers and things, and so it makes sense to use Iris because it's kind of the natural equivalent to being outside, you know, while you're on your computer. So it's pretty cool, and you can do a free trial too if you want to test it out. So thanks for listening, guys.
And another thing Henry mentioned, Henry mentioned that looking away from the computer once in a while to something in a distance. Well, another one is it's called cupping, where you cover your eyes with your palms very gently. You don't squeeze. Just gently, just very, very gently, so there's hardly any pressure on your cheeks and forehead, and cup them so there's complete darkness. And you can look at, like, the black ink, old-fashioned black ink. It's very, very black. So imagine black on the screen there. And this is different than if you're sleeping, your eyes are closed and everything's dark, because here you're conscious, and you're looking into the darkness. So this is like a way to consciously relax the eyes. And you may put your elbows on something so there's no strain on the elbows, like on a high table. And then you have something to rest on so there's no tension there. And then you just cup your eyes very gently. And you can do this for... as long as you can. The fellow that I did these exercises with that I mentioned earlier, he once did it for 10 hours. But he had a particular situation. He was born blind, and he, through these exercises from Dr. Bates, he was able to, now he's driving and he's functioning almost perfectly. He's still got some issues. Not perfect, but he was blind, legally blind, and now he wouldn't know. He's improved so much. So, and one of the main things he did was this cupping exercise. And you do it every day for at least an hour. One time he did it for 10 hours. But it's for relaxation. It's able to relax and bring the blood flow again into areas where there's tension. Thank you for the show, you guys. Good show.
Thank you for contributing. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And we'll see you guys next time. Pay attention to blogtalkradio.com/Kelsey Lynn Brown, Lynn with an E. Bye-bye.